CJWW is ready to cheer on the University of Saskatchewan Huskies at the U Sports Women's Hockey Championship. This is Inside the Pack with Jackson Emery.
Today on Huskies Inside the Pack, I'm joined by team captain Kennedy Brown. First off, Kennedy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Last season is when you were named captain, correct? Or season before?
Last season, I was an assistant captain the year before that. So last season, I guess September, was named captain of the team.
So take me back to that moment being named team captain. I know people always say, you know, it doesn't matter if you have a letter or not on your chest, but it must be a pretty cool opportunity to wear the Husky jersey and have not just any letter, but the C on your jersey.
It's definitely a huge honor. I mean, I think in that moment when I got the word from Steve that they were going to have me be the captain, I think the first thing I thought about was being a first year and looking to kind of my veteran players and my captain at that time, who was Brooklyn Hobrick, and then seeing Bailey Brasso wear the C in the years after that, and to kind of know that I'm following in their footsteps and to have just some hugely inspirational players to me kind of lead the way and kind of set the scene for me before I became captain. Just it means so much. And I mean, like you said, you don't need to wear a letter to be a leader, but to wear one on this team with the history that that letter holds means a lot to me. And I respect that position a whole lot. And it's been a wonderful ride being the captain of this team.
So growing up in your days of minor hockey, which we'll get to in a second, is having a letter on your jersey something that's new with the Huskies, or is that something that you've had in the past?
I have worn letters in the past. So I'm from Oaked Oaks, Alberta. I played for the Rocky Mountain Raiders. I think I was an assistant captain for a season with them and was the captain for a year. So, I mean, being a leader on a team is not necessarily something that's new to me, but it definitely holds a different weight when you come to play a varsity sport like this one. And just, like I said, kind of looking at the players that have kind of held this position before me just gives it a whole different meaning than kind of, I think, how I would have viewed that when I was kind of a younger player and playing in my minor hockey days.
And you mentioned you played minor hockey in Okotoks. How old were you when you started playing hockey?
If I recall correctly, I think I was 5 years old when I started playing, like Timbits hockey. As my parents would tell it, I think they had both, I have two older brothers, so they were both playing hockey before I was. And so I think I was on skates at like 3 or 4 years old because everybody else was on skates and skating, so I had no choice but to just figure it out. So almost 20 years now, I guess, I've been playing the sport.
Wow, that's incredible. Would you say you're a better hockey player than your older brothers?
I think they stopped playing when they were in midget, and I've kept with it. And I don't think they would hate me too much if I said that I was a better hockey player than them now. I certainly spend more time on the ice than them now. So I think that just simply by virtue of being in better shape than them, I'm probably a better hockey player than them right now.
There's nothing wrong with that. Do you have a favorite professional hockey team, either NHL or PWHL, and a favorite hockey player to go along with that?
I've always been an Edmonton Oilers fan. I was born in Edmonton. Lots of my family lives in Edmonton, and my dad is a huge Oilers fan. So that was kind of a big, he was always cheering for the Oilers. My brothers were always cheering for the Oilers. So then it just was a natural fit for me. Actually, my roommate and I were watching one of the PWHL games the other night. We're still trying to decide who our team that we're going to root for is. But I'm sure I got to watch a couple more games before I can make any decisions on that one. In terms of a favorite player, I actually, before he got traded, Zach Cassian, who plays for the Edmonton Oilers, I loved watching him. He's just such like a gritty, he's a bit of a, likes to stir the pot, which I can relate to. So I liked him a lot. But definitely Oilers has been my favorite team for as long as I can remember.
And you touched upon, you know, kind of the player Zach Cassian was when he was with the Oilers. Yeah. Watching this team night in and night out, the term I would use to describe you on the ice would be workhorse. Just all over the ice, you're in the corner, you're always down on the ice, and you're making plays, taking hits to make plays. I know there's no contact in women's hockey, but they let it go a certain length.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, and I think that's a role that I've kind of I've kind of leaned into, I think, over my years. I have always relied on my work ethic a lot with whatever team I've been on, and that certainly hasn't been any different with the Huskies. And I think I take a lot of pride in that role, and I think that's why I like Zach Cassian as a player so much, because I think that the energy that the workhorses bring to the team, it can't be found anywhere else. So I think that's an important role, and so I respect when I see that in other players as well.
So being a U Sports athlete, you get to balance your life with just anything else going on in your life, school and hockey. You're in your fifth year, so you've had some time to adjust to that. But even still, as a fifth year, it's got to be very difficult. Just what kind of a life is that? How difficult is that that people may not realize?
It definitely is really difficult. So I'm in fifth year of eligibility. I'm actually in my sixth year of school, and I'm in the Doctor of Pharmacy program at the university. So also a pretty like academically heavy program. And I think people like see us on the ice and assume that we spend like 99% of our time like at the rink practicing, which we do spend a lot of time here. But anytime that you're not at the rink, you're trying to keep up on homework and make sure that you're staying on top of that side of things as well. As we get reminded frequently, we are student athletes and not athlete students. You spend a lot of time trying to figure out the time management side of things and how to balance it all. We definitely, I would say the majority of our girls spend a lot of time on the bus, in hotels, and kind of any minute we can find, making sure that we're on top of our homework and keeping that side of things kind of in tune so that you can spend as much time on the hockey side of things as we can.
And to the hockey side of things, you and this team have such a unique opportunity. Having nationals here, you automatically get to qualify, but you don't probably look at it like that, even though there the opportunity lies to play in front of a home crowd, having the chance to win it on home ice. Yeah. What does that mean to you and this group, especially you as, you know, you're looked upon as the leader?
Mm-hmm. It's such a huge opportunity. And I mean, I think maybe it was in February last year. So we have a handful of girls who are sixth years on the team this year. We actually knew that nationals were going to be hosted here early last year because Steve used it he was like, well, just before you guys make your decisions as to whether or not you're going to come back, you should know that we're hosting nationals next year. And that alone kept, there's six of us that are sixth years that came back for this year because we knew how incredible of a time this was going to be for us to host. And it's cool on every different front, from the fact that we have such a new rink that we get to show off. We have a facility to make this championship something really, really cool. We have fans that we know are going to support us and hopefully have some full crowds out there cheering everybody on. And then I think, like you said, we know that we're going to be going to nationals, but the hope is for us to kind of make it more than just we get into nationals by virtue of hosting. And I think knowing that it's going to be on home ice and that we want to perform well just kind of gives us that much more incentive to kind of make sure that we get ourselves on a good run before then.
The catchphrase or the slogan, whatever you want to say, see them, be them, as you got so many young female hockey players here night in and night out for games. You got skates afterwards. Yeah. What does that mean, having that opportunity with nationals and all these young female hockey players look up to you and the rest of the Huskies as the female superstars of Saskatoon?
Yeah, it's so incredible. I think the amount of, we spend a lot of time, like you said, doing skates with the younger hockey teams, and lots of us coach on the side with some of the minor hockey teams outside of that. So we're all very invested in kind of the minor hockey program, female minor hockey in Saskatoon. And if I kind of put myself in the shoes of like those young girls, getting the opportunity to come and see something like that in your hometown and have kind of a university hockey team be the girls that you're looking up to is just, it's so incredible. And especially, I mean, we were chatting about it, the PWHL before, kind of in that atmosphere of all these exciting things that are happening with women's hockey right now. I think, I hope that, and I know that we'll have tons of young hockey players that come out and watch the games, but to kind of set your sights on something as exciting as that and getting to go to a national championship and see as a young hockey player kind of the energy that entails and what that looks like, I think is such an inspirational moment for girls to kind of look up to. And I mean, when I was playing minor hockey as a young kid, there wasn't really that much for me, for us to look up to beyond like the Olympics and that sort of thing. So to kind of be setting this stage for all these young female minor hockey players to kind of dig their heels in and say that that's where they want to go is just so exciting.
From here on out, the rest of the season, I think the fun has just begun for this hockey team. It's going to be an absolute ride. As a spectator, I know how much fun I have watching you guys. I could just about imagine what that locker room is like. Yeah. Kennedy, thank you so much for doing this, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Hear the whole interview at cjwwradio.com.